Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine and it's a beautiful Saturday and I am so excited you've joined me today. I have a double treat day for you today. So excited. I have two friends joining me and one friend is going to share his story with us and we're just going to sit around the coffee table and drink our tea, our coffee, or whatever it is that we have poured and just enjoy each other's company and hopefully invite you to the coffee table as well. So today I have Shane with me. Some of you know him as Poppy. He was on last week. We had a really great show and we decided to just continue it. And then we bring in our friend Rob Anderson. Rob, are you with us?
I am with you. Thank you so much for having me on today.
I'm so excited. It's been a while since we've connected.
I know. I'm grateful that I reached back out and I'm glad to hear you're doing well. And
Thank you.
You just mentioned tea and I actually today was the first day I've ever made homemade tea. Like I boiled orange peels and apple and cloves and cinnamon. And so I'm
what?
Like,
I'll be right over.
It's actually it's delicious. I've never really been big on tea because I was like, eh. You know, and I've had a few like, you know, bags here and there, but it's never been big for me, but this is like absolutely delicious. It tastes like out of this world.
Nice. I love it.
Yeah.
Shane, what are you drinking? Or should I ask? You're drinking
I just
coffee.
drink water. I just drink a lot of water.
A lot of water. Yeah.
Very little coffee.
Yeah. I thought he was going to say
straight whiskey.
No. Yeah, no. Yeah. That would be me.
If this was 4 years ago, it would have been me.
Yeah. I don't really drink anymore, but yeah, I had a shirt that said sunshine and whiskey for a while. It was hilarious. So,
well, those are the two essential vitamins, right?
Right. Vitamin D and vitamin W. That's hilarious.
All the other ones, it's fine.
That's
funny. WD-40.
WD-40 keeps the joints moving. That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, I just wanted to start out. Rob, if you will just explain and just introduce yourself to Whiplash Talk audience. You've never been on before, and I kind of want them to just get to know you and just introduce yourself a little bit, and let's just get into this. There's only one thing I want to talk about that's playing on Creation Lightship stuff right now, and I'm going to want to talk about billboards a little bit, but let's introduce yourself to my audience. They would love to hear about you.
Well, thank you. I don't even know where to start. So, geez, where should I start? Like if you could, you know, it's such a vast, you know, question. Like I always have trouble introducing myself because I'm constantly evolving, you know, like who I am today, you know, and it sounds silly to say, cause everybody's always doing that, but like, you know, I liked your show about Whiplash, about, you know, going through the tough times. And I feel like I've been on a very, very fast roller coaster the past 5 years. So that there's been so many changes in my life the past 5 years, like it doesn't even look remotely the same. Starting in 2018, you know, where I was working, what I was doing, I had a couple of clients, I had started my own business, and I was, I actually had a kind of a severed part of, like, pretty much the whole top part of my thumb off on my motorcycle and a motorcycle maintenance accident in the chain. And that really like started, that was a kind of a rude awakening to my life where I was like, I'm living my life kind of, you know, reactionary and autopilot. And I wasn't mad at anybody or except for myself kind of about not being present about doing that. But that was really started kind of like and it took a long, long time to heal. And during that time, I ended up, you know, the following year, my stepdad got sick, who I was super close with. I'd worked with for 20 years. He died of cancer in 3 months. I had a falling out with my best friend and former business partner and another group of guys I was with, living with. And then we were forced to move. I was living with my brother and his fiance at the time. And we were forced to move because our landlord was selling the house that same month. And, you know, and then so that was all in 2019. And then 2020, the pandemic hit and that was nonsense. And my girlfriend and I split up, and then I parted ways with my brother and his girlfriend. And so it's been like literally a roller coaster. And so my life today, and then, I guess this is probably one of the biggest things that happened to me, in terms of like spiritual awakening was, I remember the date. I'll never forget it. It was to the 21st, or sorry, November 2021, and it was January 24th. And I was, it was just pretty much one of the worst days of my life. I didn't know where to go, what to do. I didn't, it was middle year into the pandemic, and I felt like, I was living at home, not getting along with the people in my home. And I just felt like I had nowhere to go. We kept having the same fights about it and everything. And I was literally at the end of my rope, and I was crying on my knees in my office. And it was like, I don't know, for people out there that might be religious or formerly religious, the only thing I can relate it to is the conversion of Saul, because I was crying in my room, my eyes closed, and I said, like, I don't know what to do. And I guess maybe at the time I was still kind of using the word God, but I'd never really been big on God, and I left the church when I was a kid. But I said, maybe I'd be better off dead. And at that moment, I saw this bright light from within, and like so bright, I threw my palms over my hands, or my palms over my eyes, because I was like, I thought it was coming from outside, and it wasn't. And it was just white, peaceful light. And it was like a tunnel of light. And there was no voices. There was no, colors, no words, no divine guidance. Wasn't anything except pure peace. Like on the most turbulent day of my life, where, I said, maybe I'd be better off dead. And it was just pure peace. And that day changed my life. And I just sat there with this, seeing this light for like, I don't know, it could have been 10 years, but it seemed like about probably 5 minutes. And then that day was very, very strange for me. Like it's like I saw my whole life from a different perspective, and that I could change my perspective. And then like the next day, I woke up, and that night I actually turned off my cell phone for the first time probably in like 3 years, because I was on constant alert, like family dying and things happening and this and that. And so that was kind of what made me change. It made me realize that there's so much more to creation, to existence, to life than what we're told. And it's been the roller coaster hasn't stopped since then. I feel like it's gotten a little crazier, but that was something that I hold on to. And it's like, I know that no matter what happens, there's like a light inside of us that is inextinguishable,
That's really good. That's the one reason why when we talked, gosh, Rob, it's been over a year that we've talked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's been over a year since you and I've really since you shared this with me.
Yeah.
And that's why I really thought, man, I'd love to have you on Whiplash, because that's one mega ass whiplash. Like
Yeah.
it's just constant. And I think a lot of people think that when they hear us on the radio, they'll hear you calling in and making comments or adding to the content of what somebody is saying, but they don't realize that the people that they hear on the radio, the people that have done broadcasting in the past or whatever, they don't realize that we're still walking it too. And so that's one reason why Shane's story last week, so many people called in. Shane's been on the radio, but he really hasn't really had an opportunity to just share his story. And so it's really great that you guys have honored me and our listening audience by wanting to share what you've gone through, because it helps them. I had so many people text me or call me or email me saying, thank you for having Shane on or whatever. And I'm sure, Rob, this is going to be the same thing as we continue to peel back the onion and the banana and talk about it. But thank you for your vulnerability and wanting to come on and just start sharing your story, because that's what we're here to do. We're here to help others.
Yeah, it's so true, and I'm all for that. And like you mentioned, being vulnerable, growing up in Northern Ontario and like pretty small town and city, it was like everybody, all the guys played hockey, and it was like there was no male vulnerability where I grew up from, and then you kind of start having it as you meet buddies, as you grow through the things together and stuff like that. But it's not easy being vulnerable, especially because where I'm from, part of my family is a very small town. People kept secrets because it's like they didn't want people knowing what happened or this or that, because then there'd be gossip, there'd be rumors or whatever it was. So people just swept shit under the rug, like that was healthier, And so most people, and it's not, I don't think it's necessarily great to always be mired in your past or things like that. But I think you have to. I think it was Osho that said, and it's always stuck with me, that repression is never transcendence, right? So
Yeah.
if you just keep sweeping stuff under the rug, eventually you're going to have a pretty big mound of dirt under the rug, and it's going to come, it's flooding out the sides, and
Right.
everybody's going to see it anyway. So that's what
Right.
happens,
Right. And it's hard to transcend when your suitcase, weighs more than you. So I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the
Your
hardest thing for
baggage.
yeah. That I don't know about what your experience was like. I mean, I went back and I listened to some of your shows like a long time ago, and I remember hearing you speak about it. And that's the thing is like the hardest part is to let go. That former version of you, that's the toughest part, because you feel like you're trying to hold on and you don't realize that. What you're holding on to is killing you. You're drowning, and all you got to really do is let go and float up to the top, and it keeps on happening in stages.
It does. It does. And even, and I'll share this. I won't share a lot of details because I'm pretty protective of my critters. But even today, I called Shane because right before going on the air, about a couple hours before going on the air, I have a critter that's having a little medical issue. And I'm like, I'm not established with a vet here. I'd really prefer to not go to one if I don't have to, for my critters. And yet I had to deal with that. And it's like, even I stepped away from my career, literally very successful at it, have a name in the industry. So what you were just saying, you step away from it, you step away from your identity, and you step into what you believe you're called to do, and that is your highest and best excitement. And you go to where you believe you're called to be, and I am there now. And yet still, even though I'm here, it's not all rainbows and unicorns and duck butts. It still happens. And so now they're picking on my critter, and I'm like, you motherfuckers, sorry. But it's
We
like,
can swear? We're allowed to swear?
we can swear.
Oh fuck. Well, I should have asked Thomas beforehand then. I didn't know. I was
Yeah,
trying to keep
we're
it
only
kosher.
allowed one of those. If we
Okay.
do two or three,
We
then
have to put
yeah.
it in the swear jar.
Yeah, put in, well, no, actually, since we're syndicated, we have to be a little careful because, we get a little,
Okay.
yeah. So, but yeah, you can fling it out there, or you can say, something close
Sometimes it
to.
just comes out okay.
It does. It
Yeah.
does. Yeah. So I guess the whole purpose of Whiplash Talk was to let everybody know that, okay, not everybody is the cleaned fish that's been out and been through, their dark night of the soul, and now they're all perfect and pure. It's like I needed somebody that was in the trenches with me, swimming through the mud. And even though now I've, left the career and left the identity and am in a beautiful place, I still have to deal with things. And I guess if I were perfect, then I would have already be, I don't know. We're in a world that has imperfect things going on. And so, where I'm at, I can only speak for me. Things still happen and I still have to deal with them. So.
Yeah, I totally agree. Then that's the thing is that it doesn't, that day maybe I was a little bit like when all that happened, I was like, wow, life's gonna be so amazing. I honestly like we could have several shows because there's just so much of it to unpack about what happened and how it happened. And I honestly thought like, I don't know how much your audience knows about timelines and things like that, but I didn't
They
know.
do.
I was just learning about timelines back then, but I was like, oh my God, I was like. Life's going to be amazing now because I know what I want to do and I know how to do it and so like it was like I was a total different person the next day, but oh geez, like my family didn't like that. My a lot of people didn't understand that, like because they want to keep you, the mind wants to know the familiar thing, right? It wants to keep it would prefer familiar chaos over unfamiliar peace, or and
Yes.
so it's just I thought I actually thought so many strange things started happening, like very on a spiritual side. Like I could not explain. Well, I could explain to you, but not all in one quick setting. But I had to. I honestly thought like, wow, like I thought it was like the Truman Show, And I thought everybody was everybody. I thought I was the only one that wasn't in on it. And I was like, oh my God, you guys were all part of my show. And I was like literally asking people like, oh, did you know? Like, how come you didn't tell me? Like, I'm like, and they're like, what are you talking about? And I was like, you guys woke me up. And they're like, what are you talking? And so it's like, maybe that timeline did exist, but then after you wake up, they kick you onto a different timeline. And it's like, oh, cause I like, it was just, some people got it. And then some people, but nobody did. I thought it was like, I literally thought it was like the Truman Show, you know?
Yeah, it probably was like the
Yeah.
Truman Show. Yeah, I know. I think it was on For the People re very recently, maybe in the last post, they were talking about that even though we're on a timeline, that we are contracted with others to be with them, and that puts us on their timelines. And I'm like, oh, great. We did contracts with our buddies. So I've got a contract with you, Rob, to do this show today, and you, Shane, to do this show today. And I'm like, okay, well, I hope you like this timeline. You know,
You know what? I actually do. I
crazy.
love it. I've been looking forward to it. Although I'm trying to work, live in the now, I'm trying to look forward to, I was really looking forward to it. And that's why when, you know, for everybody out there listening, we were supposed to talk and catch up a little bit beforehand. And you're like, what do you want to talk about? And I was like, I'd rather just show up and talk because that's like, I love living in the moment.
Me
It's really
too.
difficult. I'm not good when I don't have like, you know, I don't like being busy and not and doing silly things, but like I'm not good at sitting still, perhaps like when I'd rather be creating or doing something where I know it's of value and I know this is of value. I'm excited. I have no like nerves about it. It just feels right. I was, you know, super pumped to do it, super pumped to talk
Good.
with you and Shane. And Shane, sorry, you haven't even had any
I know.
bad
Jump
yet time
in.
yet. Yeah. How's it going, man?
I'm not going to interrupt y'all. You both of y'all creating a great reality and experience for yourself moving forward. He sounds very excited. You sound very excited. I can relate to a lot of what you're saying. I think the gift of desperation is one of the things that rattles this to reality of what is possible. I share a lot of the same stories you did, and I think someone asked me before, well, how did you get to where you're at? And I always say, well, it is an emotional roller coaster, and you have to be prepared to do things that you could possibly do emotionally. And so, no, I'm not going to interrupt y'all creating a reality and experience right now through your emotional excitement. You've got your frequency raised, so just keep flowing. I'm just sitting back enjoying it.
Well,
Thank
we
you.
want you to be a part too.
Yeah,
Yeah, thanks.
I'm here. I'm here.
All right.
But you know what you said, Shane, that really resonates with me is the emotional roller coaster. And a lot of the stuff since I've been doing, working at the Creation Lightship stuff and doing the commands, and I'm learning to take the emotion out of it. And not that it's not still very emotional, but you kind of use it in a different way. And you know, I quit smoking and drinking and just so many things the past few years. And even though, like, I think emotional eating, and I think we don't realize how easy it is to stuff our emotions. And so stuffing, it's like that's a different form of repression, right? And so you can't overcome.
In my experience, when I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but when my experience, you do have to shed all humanly emotions to be able to hold a higher frequency to be there and be here at the same time. So as we're sitting here speaking, I'm in my heart space. I can go there and I can come back here within just fractions of a second. Boom, 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 boom. I'm back and forth. And you're right. You learn to, like what you just said, is ex exactly right. And it's part of the process of learning to use your emotions as a gift to create your reality once you realize how they affect your reality if you can't control them in an emotional reaction in your mind and your actions. So you're right. You're absolutely right. Now you're learning, people are learning, and that's where I'm at, is holding a higher frequency and only getting emotionally involved here in this reality when I want to create something positive and protecting myself when it's in a negative. So you're right,
Yeah,
absolutely.
that's
That's
really
beautiful.
good. Really good point to bring out to protect yourself in the negative because it happens. I mean, it happened to me this morning.
Yeah.
And
I don't look for the negative at
no.
all. Like, so negative doesn't exist in my reality. It may come across me, and there's some people out there. If I get up in the mornings and I anticipate, if I get up every morning and I say, I've got to shield myself, and I'm not saying anybody that does this is wrong, but if I get up and anticipate having to gift wrap myself or wrap myself to protect myself from darkness, because it's all out there, you can't really avoid it. Then if I anticipate it, I'm going to create an experience where I have to use that gift. Do you see what I'm saying? So when you're putting that energy and that emotion into protecting yourself, so I get up and I just increase my light, you know, I just connect. And as soon as I open my eyes and I create nothing but positivity. Now, if something comes my way, I'm in the moment, I'm aware, and I handle it very briefly, then I let it go immediately. Not saying that things don't come our way, but I don't anticipate it because I think people, it's part of the process of learning. You have to become aware that it's there. However, through the stages, from what I've found that has worked for me. Now, this is everybody's ascension is different, is I don't acknowledge it until it crosses my path. And then I try to turn that darkness into a lightful situation as maybe using it as a tool to become stronger, as an experience to become stronger. And that's how I've learned to navigate through the noise. So
I
it's
will
very
say
beautifully said.
it was really good. I will say I do shrink wrap, but the reason I do is because I am I'm going to segue into this. And I'll get back to what I was going to say. On Creation Lightship, the recent email that came out talking about billboards and, you know, what is your billboard? What are you projecting? What are you advertising? That kind of thing. I wanted to ask you guys before, and Shane, let's let Rob go first because I've talked to you about this. I want to know, what does Sunshine project on her billboard, if you are comfortable answering that question?
To me or Shane?
To you, Rob.
I think on your billboard, I see someone who is like willing to step up and really gets it and share it. Like you said, just being vulnerable, because being doing anything in some sort of public eye or public ear, I guess, because we're not on video, it takes a vulnerability. And because I mentioned before, so I think that's what you're, and so that, you know, different types of beings can see that as a different, you know, so people with a negativity, they could look at something like, oh yeah, we can pick this girl apart, you know, and so you're opening yourself up to being judged. And that's why, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh geez, what, you know, if you're on social media, even if you're on the radio, you're gonna get psychic attack energies from people, whether it's good or bad, right? And you know, it's all energy outside of yourself. So you know, I used to think, you know, there is a thing where it's like, oh yeah, positive, 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 but it's all energy in the same way. So that's why neutrality is very essential most of the time. You know, maybe slightly positive because you don't want to get into the negative, because I feel like it's a tornado. It's an easier vortex to fall into. But being overly excited is just as bad, because you build things up. And I, you know, I used to that used to happen to me all the time, because I used to try and be super excited or super positive, and you know, reading all these self-help books and everything. But then things don't go the way you plan, and then it's easy to swing on that pendulum and experience the down of the other side of it, right? So, but I
That's
think on
good.
your billboard, you're open, so you got to be careful who's coming in, because you have to be open in order to say, hey, I'd like to speak with new people. I want to put myself out there, just telling your story. And that's why I don't like going necessarily telling my story all the time, because it puts us on timelines and goes back into that reality. But how else are we going to help people? And how else are we going to, you know, because a lot of the things, like you said at the start of the show, that's how so much of my growth has, you know, been listening to somebody that said that I was like, thought was perfect. And then they're like, oh yeah, I was, you know, almost died from alcohol poisoning or whatever. I was an alcoholic. And you're like, oh, that person isn't just this perfect thing that we think, you know? So it makes us feel okay.
That was really helpful. I will share, I talked to Shane earlier this morning, at the place of work that I was at on 2 days ago, I guess, a gentleman came in and I was up on a stepladder changing a display in a retail setting. And we just struck up a conversation, and it came out that I was new to that to this area. And, well, are you looking for a home? And I'm like, well, yeah, I will be looking for a home. And, well, I have one for sale, and blah blah blah. It was my mother's, and my brother lived there, but he's not well, and we're going to move him back down to Chico. It's going to be available. And so I'm like, yeah, I'd be interested. He sent me the address, texted me the information. Everything was going great. I drove by to look at it yesterday. I'm just giving you cliff notes, Rob, so I can get you up to speed. Drove by and looked at it yesterday. It's definitely a fixer upper. It could be very easily be a tear down, but the potential for views are off the chart, right? And so I call him, and I see a car pulling out of there, and I'm like, I wonder if that's him. And And I was said, hey, I'm driving by looking at the house. Is it okay if I get out and walk the property? He goes, are you here now? And I'm like, I am in the area. And he goes, well, let me show it to you. He was there. So he showed me the house. I didn't pick up on any vibe. We just connected because I'm just open, right? We just connected. I didn't pick up on any weird vibe. And then this is the second time it's happened to me since I've lived here. And I've only been here a month. He texts me last night and asks me if it's 9 o'clock at night, if it's okay if he comes over. He really connected with me. And I'm like, what? Yeah, second time. And we won't get into details because it's, children may be listening, but you can put two and two together and get four. And I'm like, okay, so what's my, and that was me immediately. I'm like, what is my billboard saying? What the freak? I'm like, what the? But I think the vulnerability, I think you kind of nailed it, the vulnerability on that. And then Shane, you can pop in and say, Poppy, you can pop in and say whatever you would like to say about that as well.
Well, when you shared that with me, I think there's a lot of things to this journey that we start to realize is as beings of light, we hold a higher frequency and a higher energy. We radiate something that attracts people to us out in public. We put off a healing energy that attracts people to us. We can walk through a room and they can notice us. They're drawn to us. They don't realize why they're drawn to us. And I just say keep an open mind that maybe his human perspective is the only thing that he can understand why he's being drawn to you is from a physical attraction only. And the fact that he doesn't understand energetic connection, the only thing that he can perceive is I'm really drawn to her. It's got to be in a physical form because he doesn't understand the energetic side of things and the healing energy side of things. Because we do put off a light we do have to protect when we go out. And we do put off a healing light of energy when we go out. And a lot of people that are walking around don't really understand why they're drawn to us. And we do have to, you have to, we do have to be a little protective of that. I wouldn't take it always as a, I would take it as a, a compliment, but just learn to just be reserved with yourself.
Yeah, I
Because a lot of
appreciate
people
that.
just don't realize that. So no. I deal with that over and over again. And I had someone kind of explain that to me on this journey as well. And it kind of opened my perspective up of what we are possible of doing.
Yeah. So I do. So with all of that, thank you both. With all of that said, I do shrink wrap whenever I'm out in public because I have always been one that's kind of been like, the porch light at night that all the June bugs come to, if that makes sense. Vroom, they just come, I'm not calling people bugs, but you know what I mean. And so I do shrink wrap, but it's not really I know it sounds weird. You still draw people to you, but it's usually I will do something to the effect of, I command prime creation to only allow beings of light in my reality, at this time. If I'm needing a little sunshine time, sometimes I might do something like that command. I don't have it down pat right now, but I might just do that. If I'm wanting to go walk on the beach or if I'm wanting to go have some quiet time for me, I might just kind of, tune it down to where, let's get on a different level and let's see who's out there. So
Well, and
anyway,
that
go ahead.
I see a difference too between creating like a protective, like if you know you're going into battle and wearing a shield, where shrink wrapping, to my understanding and the way I view it, is that you're not really creating, you're not scared of, stuff coming at you. You just don't want to be, you're shrink wrapping your aura. So you want your body energy tight against your skin. So you're not really fearing anything. It's just, I don't want like Peter's, bumps up by me in the grocery store or whatever, because, we're not taught that. So we, like you said before, I was the same way until I started learning about this stuff. Like this one girl, that she's like kind of a neighbor. She lives down the street and she saw me walking one day and she's like, excuse me. She's like, can I just say something? And I was like, okay. And there was a fence between us. And she's like, I just want to say that you have a really beautiful aura. And she's like, I see you walking around all the time. And she's like, and you just, Like you just seem like you're in such a good mood, and you pick, like I've seen you pick up garbage and put it in the garbage and things like that. And then she's like, so like, what's your secret? And then she just started breaking down crying because she's got a son that's autistic, and she's, it's hard to deal with. And she starts breaking down crying, and I gave her a big hug and everything. But I didn't realize that, until I started, I found Ron's stuff, and I'm think learning about shrink wrapping that, like,
Yeah.
and but also because you're like that, if your aura is out there, you're sampling all these energies.
Yeah.
I was literally like, I didn't have good direction. I was trying to be everything to everybody, and that's probably why I am where I am today. And a big part of me is because there's just so much, like, everything was like, I love being open and in awe of the world, but also I think that it's too much, and then you're broadcasting on your billboard, like people, you don't know who's coming, if they've got good intentions or bad intentions. And a lot of times, if people, I was listening to one show, and I remember Ron saying that, like, if people see you being happy, you're open to psychic attack, because they're gonna start being like, why is this motherfucker so happy? Like, why, and so they're psychic attacking you, and you don't know it. And when you don't know about that sort of energy. And I've unconsciously, done it to people in the past too. It's like, we don't, if we're not on that same level. So now I really work hard. I'm just seeing everything in perfection and try not to project mental energy or anything. And I just try to keep my energies to myself. So I've noticed myself, like, being a little bit more invisible, and I'm not broadcasting. Hey, I used to be the kind of person, I want to talk to everybody, I can help the world, and I can't. I just can't, and I know that now. And so now I'm a little bit more, I don't need to say hi to everybody on the path. If they say hi, I'll give them a glance, and I don't mind chatting. But a lot of times, maybe I'll just go straight, put the blinders on, and I don't have to. I can really be in my own world, in my own on my own timeline now. Whereas before, I thought I was like the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, like I always had to say hi to everybody, and I don't have to be that.
That's really helpful because with going from the career that I was in to what I'm doing now for work, I have to interact with the public. That is part of my job. And so on my downtime, whenever I'm alone, I do want some of that re-energized time because you do have to take care of yourself. And when you do a radio show, I actually get energized because I do feel my listening audience kind of pulling on me, but not in a bad way. It's like more, give me more, give me more, give me more. It's energizing to me. It's not like an energy vampire kind of situation thing. But yeah, that was a really good point. I've had somebody stop me before I knew anything about this. I was 110% into Christianity, and I thought aura, you use the word aura, and it was like, ooh, voodoo, 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 whatever. But I was in my early 20s when I was a flight attendant, and I was walking down a sidewalk in some cute little quaint place that I was visiting. And the lady stops and she turns around, and she goes, excuse me. She said, you have the most beautiful aura that I have ever seen. And of course, polite. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Not even knowing what the shit she was saying. I had no idea. I'm like, thank you so much. And she goes, it's really unique. And she could tell that I was like clueless, so she wasn't going to go any further. But anyway, it's kind of interesting that how people that are in tune, that were in tune before you and I were ever in tune. You know what I mean?
And I was like the same, I wasn't out of tune, but I mean, I left the Catholic religion. I was like, in grade eight, we were supposed to do our confirmation or whatever, and I was the only one out of like five grade eight classes, so say 150 kids or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I'm not doing it. And I got flack from my family and friends and the church and the school, and like, and but I just I something was not right about that whole situation. But I wasn't, I was always a little bit more spiritually aware. Like, I had like weird things happening to me, and I started noticing. So I would always say, more spiritual. But it was like, even the reasoning why I left the church is like, I went that night when we had the dance. Like, I still went to support my friends and everything, and at their confirmation. But at that night, there was a dance at the bottom of the church, and I took the elevator up to the top floor where the, like, because it was kind of on a hill, so it was really big. But and I went up there, and I was alone, and I felt really weird because I was up in the church alone, and it was nighttime, and it was just candles, and I just went up, and like, I stood before, they had this, like, honestly, it was a massive church too, and so they had this, it must be like a 40-foot, like 40-footer statue of Jesus on the cross. Not a good image. Yeah, not a good image. And I was just stood there, and it, like, There was no emotions, there was no voices, but it was like I knew, like, if I was him or he was me, like, it was like I connected, and it was like, and he was like, bro, this is not cool, like, this whole thing, like,
Right.
this is not how anybody wants to be remembered. And I was like, yeah, like, this is a
Oh.
disgusting image to come see every Sunday morning, like, this dude on a
Wow.
cross, like, what the, and I was
Yeah.
like, and it was like, that was the last time probably that I went to that church. And I still stayed in Catholic school, because to stay with most of my friends, and
Right.
even though some of the half my class went to public school and half to class, or half my friends went to Catholic school, I decided to go to Catholic school. But so,
Right.
but I never, I didn't really, I don't think I ever went back to that church. I don't recall ever going back to that church. And that was my out, like, religion. There's something not right about that whole thing.
Well, and we now know that that was sourcing you going, yeah. So since you've gone through, I don't know where you want to jump into, but your story is incredible because you and your brother were super close, and then, like you said, you walked away from, being with your brother and sister-in-law and that whole thing, and now that's come back together, correct? Are
Well,
you now friends with your brother again?
oh
You're yeah.
we kind of, like, mended things about 5 months later. Like, but that was the longest we'd never talked for 5 months. Like,
Wow.
it seemed like an eternity for me. And and just because so many things, like, you feel like you failed, and like the pandemic, and so much anger because of that. And then, on top of all that stuff that was going on, I moved in 2019, and then again in 2021, and then again in spring of 2022, because all three times
Wow.
because of landlord selling. And then
Oh my gosh.
my real father passed away in that same time in 2022, in March. And so, like, I was just like, and then I was still going through a
Wow.
legal battle with one of my previous businesses, and former best friend. And so I was like, I couldn't even do, I was doing little work here and there, but I was like, I don't know how to go back out. Like, I need time to just heal and just not do anything, and pick up the pieces of my life, or rebuild them, or whatever, right? So it was a very, very strange time, and it wasn't easy, but it was like the toughest but most beautiful time of my life, because on the days where it's like I felt like I had nothing, like, my life of a few years ago, like, it was totally different. Like, I felt like I had nothing to hang on to, and it was it. So it was very strange. And like, on those days, I would just go walking. I would do just very simple things: go walking in nature, go swimming down by the lake, and just enjoy being,
It's kind of interesting because you and Shane both have had kind of similar stories in that, to where you both were just like, okay, like everything just kind of, came to a screeching halt for Shane, like literally. I don't know if you were able to hear the show last week. He told his story last week, so
No, I'm gonna go listen to it later today, though, just so.
yeah, it was really good. Go ahead, Shane.
Well, now, and now that, I can look back and see that, and do the experiences I've had now, is that activation, mine kind of happened at the same time yours did, 2017, 2018. And I think it was meant to be activated. I think there was a lot of us that were activated at that time. And, through an experience, it sounds like I went through a 12-step program in AA, and that really helped me on my spiritual awakening. The initial first, well, I was awakened, and I've seen everything all at one time. But what I'm saying is, the AA program kind of helps you stop drinking. And once you realize what drinking does to you, and alcohol does to you, or drugs does to your mind, when you start doing it, you start losing control of your emotions. And that then affects your reality. That when I realized that, that was it for me. That was it for me. I said, nope, I got to control this. So
And
I've been
Shane
sober for many
actually,
years.
yeah, and you said that you actually sat on the sofa for like a year. It's kind of like what
Oh,
our
yeah.
friend Q went through. And so, Rob, you're saying that, like, when all holy heck hit the fan, you're like, I need some nature time.
Yeah, well, I did the sofa in 2011 or something. I went through where I quit. I took 6 months off, from, like, well, I was working a corporate job, and I had a 3-hour commute each day, and it was like, it It was just grinding me down. And so I took time off, and I think I watched I just watched all these old movies that I always wanted to watch. So I probably spent about 6 months on the couch too, just doing things that you always wanted to. I worked on music and I would go mountain biking, but I spent a lot of time just by myself. And that was kind of the first stage I had I started looking at spiritual stuff and things like that back then. But then I kind of got, sidetracked and back into a different, I fell back into the old habits. And I didn't go through the quitting drinking or anything like that. I always knew I was going, oh, I want to quit smoking and quit drinking, but that didn't happen until a few years ago. After that day where I saw the light, so to speak, it was like I just knew. I was like, it's not like I woke up the next morning and put the bottle down and the cigarettes down, but I think like I think that year, I think the well. I probably drank or smoked very, very few. And I knew it was like October 21st of that year. I was like, I was like, hey, this is it. And I said, I'm doing a year. I really wanted to quit smoking. I didn't see drinking as bad. Like I didn't think that it really affected me. Kind of like Shane was just saying, I didn't really know so much about the emotional body and things like that. But I was like, I just really want to quit smoking. So I'm going to take a year off booze. And then I made it to 1 year, and I thought I was going to be like, woo, let's do it, and I ended up going 2 years and then a few months, and then I had a few drinks, and I was like, I felt, a little bit of a hangover. And then, had a couple drinks the following year, and I was just like, it's not for me anymore. And then I had at Christmas time, I went out for a traditional thing that me and my buddy always used to do. And I had quite a few that time, and it just like, I was done. I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. And then I tried again with my buddies in the summer, and it's like, nope. I guess like after you have an awakening, it's just not the same. Like I thought it would be. And I was like, no, the darkness that ensued for that following week, I was like, I can't live in that anymore. I lived my whole life in that, almost.
And we work so hard to not get hijacked or, that kind of thing. And it's like, why make it to where it's easier for them to get you?
Oh, exactly. And it's,
And
yeah.
not to be scary to anybody. I don't mean that in that way, but I'm just like, why? I moved wine here, and it's wine that I've had for a couple of years, and it's like it's going to be Christmas presents, or I don't really do the Christmas thing anymore, but it's going to be presents for people at work, let me put it that way. Because it's like I don't want to throw it out. But I'm really not wanting any of it either. So Rob, what can we do to tell people that have gone through different experiences, and Shane, you too, that have gone through different experiences? Maybe we need to take this on to the next show, Rob, and we can get more into it and talk more about your talk. We kind of got off track a little bit,
Yeah,
but.
I'm definitely down for coming back on, because it's something that like it's a process that it's so yeah
It is. It is a
it's
process.
it, there's no easy answer. You just it's constant work. Like even myself, I catch myself daydreaming. I'm like, nope, snap it back to here, snap it back. It's always bringing it back to the moment, right? So it's not like there's a some magical thing. Even I thought like my life was gonna be awesome after that one day, because. And it just changes. It just
It
changes. And so,
does.
but you, it's never any easier. You just get better.
That's a really good statement. It doesn't get easier. It never gets easier. It just gets better. And that's really true, because the more, it's kind of like we've said, going to the gym, the more you work out, the more you have that muscle memory, the more tone you get, the stronger you get, the more you use these emotional body and the spiritual body, and you learn about all of that, and the more you use those weights and that we work out in those areas, it does get better.
Yeah, and because honestly, like things, I was actually probably more financially successful when I was drinking and doing drugs, probably because the dark side honors that. Who knows, right? But like, I was like, I'm doing everything. I'm so healthy right now, like mentally, spiritually, physically, in the best shape of my life, emotionally, and like the finances are not lining up, and so that's very frustrating. Recently, and a lot of the projects that I was working on with people, they kind of went sideways, or they fell through, or the person moved, or that they're they had their finance issues, and or they weren't able to continue doing what we were working on and things like that. So it's been super frustrating, but it hasn't gotten any easier, but like I said, yeah, just getting better at reacting and be like, well, is there anything I can do about this? Nope. So, well,
Yeah.
on to the next, you know. So you just get really better at being in the moment, and in a strange way, all the things that come up, it's like I'm living all my judgments, and that's like, you know, like I look back now on all the things that I've experienced were things that I judged in other people, whether it be like, oh, you know, the financial situation I'm in, or having to, you know, move places, and or whatever it is, and all these different things. It's like, oh, I remember I judged that so and so and being like, I can't believe that they did that. And I'm like, here I am living that judgment. And it's like, so I guess it's really allowed me to become. So the biggest thing that I've been working on the past 2 weeks is seeing perfection in everything. And that's really hard to do, because people be like, we all have opinions and stuff, right? And here's the thing, I've never voted in an election ever once. It's been a big bone of contention with my family and friends, obviously. Never, never have I once gone to vote. And I guess maybe I always knew why, because I didn't want to pick a duality. But so seeing perfection everywhere, and I had this conversation with my mom a couple weeks ago, because she's actually, like Shane was saying, she's doing a 12-step program, and so seeing perfection everywhere so that we don't judge. And it's like, because everybody's just running a program of their DNA and their ancestors, so we can't judge them. And when you understand that they're doing the best that they possibly can with what they've got at the time, then it changes everything, and it's not personal. So like, because they're just a program, and it sucks to say that, it's like everybody's just a program. So, but if you're getting upset with somebody for the way they are, that's like getting upset with the music player on your computer because it's not doing your taxes. Well, it's programmed to just be what it is, not what you want it to do or how you want it to show up, right? So you can see it as perfection. Just be like, this per and so I all the judgments I had of even my family, and like getting frustrated because, you know, maybe I wanted to do something when we were together and that fell through. It's like, oh, this is perfect. And it's like, I'm not being a pushover, I'm just seeing perfection everywhere, and you see the perfection and the reflection, and just see that whatever I'm seeing out there is just kind of my alien generated holographic reality. So if I start, you know, getting upset about it, they're gonna keep amplifying that. So it's like, I
That's
you not be
good.
yeah. So just try to see perfection everywhere, and it changes because you see things differently. Where you might have judged somebody, you just see like, wow, that's like almost like another version of me just being their authentic self, or experiencing what they want to experience. So, like the saying, judge not lest you be judged, right? So,
Shane.
I'm just listening. I agree. I agree.
I do too. Well, I would love to invite you guys both back next Saturday if that's something that you'd be interested in. Rob, you said you're up for it. Shane, you're welcome to join us anytime. I know you kind of carry a lot on the station right now, so you're welcome to jump in anytime.
I appreciate the invite. Thank you.
You're
Yeah,
welcome.
I'll be back.
I'd love it. We've got like 4 minutes left, and let's start with Shane. Why don't you give us a little bit of wisdom for everybody for this week?
What I would suggest is people that are listening to this and getting resonating with things that Rob are saying and Sunshine is saying, and hopefully something that I may say, and you're getting emotionally, you're hearing something that resonates with you, and something that you may want to try, is I've learned that even after the last shows that we did last week, people that listen that are close to me, they started experiencing things in their reality based off the shows that they listened to, because they could resonate. They said, after you said this, this, and this, well, the very next day, this happened to me, and it was a reflection of exactly what y'all are talking about on the show. Isn't that so amazing? And it is magical, and it's a part of becoming aware. It's one of the first steps of becoming aware. And I think these shows that we're doing right now, that's what we're trying to help people see. So that's what I would suggest is, if anyone can resonate with it and you're listening, just try to stay in the moment and be aware and see if something comes from this. We don't want to create timelines with for
No.
people through belief systems, but
No.
it's part of the process of becoming aware of how timelines get created as well. So I
Yeah.
think a lot of good things come from these, and I thank BBS Radio, and I thank everyone. I thank you, Rob, and you, Sunshine, for having us on. So that's what I would
Absolutely.
suggest.
Absolutely, Rob. You got a quick minute or so?
Yeah, no, I would just echo exactly what Shane said, and the way the synchronicities show up. And I've been really, we can talk about that next week, but just
Yeah.
be aware, bring yourself back to the present moment, and get out of your head. So do a mind to heart drop or whatever works for you to be present, and the synchronicities will show up. Like I have so many examples, and maybe we can get into those next week, because sometimes people don't understand it. They think, oh, it's a coincidence, and it's like, well, no, it's there's just a little bit of a delta or a lag on the synchronicity showing up for you. But so yeah, just try to be present and see perfection, and instead of being when you get triggered, that's an opportunity, it's a gift for you.
That's really good. That was really good timing for me today, as a matter of fact. So join us next week and we'll pick up where we left off. We'll talk about some synchronicities and not just being like a coincidence, and we'll take it from there. So I want to thank everybody, especially BBS Radio. You guys are just the best. You take such good care of me and such good care of all of your show hosts, and I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for making it such a beautiful platform to work from and for investing into it and making it the best thing out there. I also want to thank my listeners and my supporters and everybody that supports Whiplash Talk and me. I couldn't do this without you guys, and it's your energy that I love. So thank you, Shane. Thank you, Rob. And we will tell everybody goodbye for a week, but it's just goodbye for now. All right. Love you
Thanks,
guys.
everyone.
Thanks,
Thank you.
everyone.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Later. Thank you.
Thank you.